This doesn't happen very often, but it's a strange confluence of clothing and sports dirt. We'll start. Oh, we need the music. We need to start in Augusta. So, yeah, the Masters underway in Augusta. The golf coach at Arizona State University was kicked out of Augusta on Monday of this week during the practice rounds for violating one of the club rules. No shorts on the course. His name is Matt Thurman, and he is at the Masters, along with the 21-year-old phenom, Jose Luis Ballester, a two-time All-American at ASU, who's teeing off today in his second career major. Thurman was on the practice range Monday talking with Kevin Yu, who was an Arizona State alum. So, you know, they've got history.
Mm-hmm.
When Matt was standing there just talking with this golfer, when he got a tap on the shoulder, it was someone from Augusta said, "No shorts inside the ropes."
Oh, sorry, I'll put on some long pants.
"You're excused from the course."
Get out.
What? He left. He grabbed an egg salad sandwich, and he left.
He's gone.
He said, "I'll be back tomorrow with real pants."
They don't play.
They don't play.
At Augusta.
Yeah.
You know that story about, who was the announcer that said the greens were as slick as a bikini wax, and he was done? A great CBS, and Gary McCord.
Yeah.
For years, he called all the CBS golf coverage, and was great, funny.
He's the Weather Dave of golf coverage.
Everybody loved him. Yeah, exactly. And then, like our own Weather Dave was,
excused.
The events of mid-April got him.
Over.
Yeah, he said, these greens are running slicker than a bikini wax out here, and they tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Get out."
Like hell.
He never returned. He worked for CBS many more years.
And they do all the other events.
Every year he was at every event, but not the Masters, which is the one.
Yeah.
And he could not go because of it. They are serious at Augusta. They said, "You're not going to do it."
Mm-hmm.
Don't they always call it like the first nine and second nine?
Sure. And you don't call them fans.
Patrons.
They're patrons.
The patrons here at Augusta. Mm-hmm. And nobody runs. But I hear the experience. I've never been. But I hear the experience is incredible.
Same.
I know four people who have gone, and they all say.
Everyone says it's more beautiful than you think and way hillier than you think. And there's so much walking.
And they say that.
But you can just leave your chair anywhere and walk away.
Do you know, I have a great Masters factoid coming up. I'm not going to give it to you yet, but I have a great Masters factoid. Evan, you're talking about the rules at the Masters. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Masters, they have a lot of odd rules. The announcers are not allowed to call them fans. They have to refer to them as patrons. There's no running. There's no foul language like the Baba Booey or egg salad or, you know, odd remarks. So they're very strict. And then the famous no cell phone rule, they still have the old school pay phones that are functional.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a very prestigious place.
Yeah.
How many times have you been, do you know?
I went in 2003 to a practice round. I was much younger, but my father took me and my older brother, and he was very adamant about the no running, you know, just was very adamant about the rules because we didn't want to get kicked out.
Yeah. Well, if the rules are no cursing, I know that Tiger has on occasion broken
those. Let a few slip.
Yeah.
Let's go to 13.
God, Tiger!
Once again, a one-handed follow-through.
Right.
He is totally out of sequence in his golf swing.
So far, stuck behind me.
Yeah, he's upset down there. That was Tiger. He's done that a few times when he was playing.
Well, we've all thought it.
Of course we have.
No, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
Called himself that. That's right. You know, I was watching the 1986 Masters recently.
Wow. Say less.
Yeah, say no more. Please.
I've got a factoid about it coming up. Nick, you're talking about being kicked out of the Masters. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I didn't get kicked out, but I watched somebody get kicked out last year. I was there on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they have signs everywhere that say no cell phones.
Yep.
And they let you wear a fitness watch, right? You can wear a fitness watch like an Apple Watch for tracking your steps or whatever. And some lady did the push to talk. and started talking into her watch, like to send a text.
Yep.
And say, like, I'm over here next to this hole, and some guy turned around and pulled his lanyard out and said, you're done.
Whoa. That's next generation.
My God, I would be so upset because, of course, you work. I don't know how.
Those tickets are hard to come by.
And they're and you're done. You don't get a second chance. You're done. Is it?
That's it.
That's crazy. Is it more beautiful than we think? Even on TV, they make it look so great.
When I walked out there the first time and you walk out where, like, the patron area is, I thought, oh, my God, I'm on the fairway. And then I had to stop and realize, no, this is just what it looks like everywhere.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Everybody says that. Yeah. They say as beautiful as you think it is.
And the town around it is just ordinary. They go, I mean, we've said this many, many years. Mm. They go out of their way not to show you Augusta.
100%. I mean, it's a lot of...
Occasionally now with the drone coverage,
you'll see
like a water tower or a hotel in the background. Like,
get it off there. Get it off. I think if they actually show the tattoo parlor, they actually blow up the tattoo parlor. They have to. Yeah. It is imploded.
City council has that rule in place.
That's right. It's by the next round, it's gone. Sorry, we showed the tattoo parlor. It's gone.
Don't worry.
Get rid of it. We're going to put our drone here.
Yeah.
That's got to go. The bar has to go.
You're not going to see a Buc-ee's.
No, you are not.
Outside Augusta.
Jake, you're talking about an amazing experience at Augusta. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was fortunate enough to be on the oversea crew in the years 21 and 22, and I was on the tee crew. So I was able to mow every tee box at Augusta, including the par three course. Pretty amazing.
That is incredible.
Cool.
Good.
I guess I should have led with that yesterday during my meet and greet.
Oh, my God, you're the meet and greet.
Groundskeeper guy.
My God, Jake, you should have told us that yesterday. Man.
Well, you get nervous on the radio, right? First.
Yes, I do know that. I do know that.
It happens.
That is an incredible story. Did you feel nervous doing that, thinking, oh, man, I got to get this right?
Yes and no. The fun part is it's basically the deconstruction of the golf course getting ready for ryegrass.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is nerve-wracking. You want to do the best you possibly can, and if you do wrong, they tell you. But funny story, I was leaving the tournament practice area driving a triplex, which is a three-reel mower, and a guy stops me from behind. It was acting kind of funny. Well, I had lost three of the four lug nuts on my third wheel that actually steers. He said, you probably want to stop.
Yeah,
but
that is.
I can mess up a piece of equipment pretty quick.
Okay.
To your knowledge, and I can't, in my memory, think of any time it's ever happened. No one's ever chopped up the course with the power equipment.
I would hope not.
Well, if they do, they've got a crew right behind them to replace it, fix it, and move on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Man, great story. Thanks, Jake. Good to talk to you again.
And they have to mow every day, right?
I would think.
After the rounds?
I would think sure. So, yeah. Get it exactly right.
That also sounds like something, too, like frat guys would say to each other in a bar. I mowed every tee box in Augusta. Pound it.
Wow. Up here.
Pound.
Let me have
right there.
Let's go. Mark, you're talking about being banned from the Masters. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. So, yeah, my best friend back in 2011, I think a lot of people know they do a ticket lottery every year on the Masters website. And in 2011, my buddy was fortunate enough to win them, so he won four tickets, and he sold two of the tickets on eBay. I had really no idea at the time, and the week after the Masters, I guess they found out on the eBay website that he had sold those tickets, and they sent him a letter, a really nice formal letter that said, you are a banned for life from attending Augusta National.
Oh, my God. For life, he's out. Wow. That is, they do not give you a second chance there. They just don't.
What if you had purchased those tickets? Could you have gone in on the purloin tickets?
Do you know if the people that bought the tickets got to go?
Well, again, he sold them on eBay. I think that was okay, honestly. I don't think they held that against the people that purchased them because they wouldn't know. But, yeah, it's interesting. So the tickets, I think, were $100 a piece, and I think he sold them for like $1,200 a piece or something.
Man, that's money, though.
Worth it, Kelly?
Yeah, it's worth it. I'm never going to go anyway.
$2,400 bucks, lifetime ban from Augusta. It's a good story.
I'll take it. Got a good story out of it. Thank you very much, Mark. Like a lot, I was watching the final round of the 1986 Masters.
Say less.
It may be the greatest golf tournament of all time. Jack Nicklaus charging up the back nine, the second nine. Vern
at
Lunk
age 40.
Was, that's right. 46.
46.
Vern Lunk was baby. Yes, sir! That was that Masters. Well, Greg Norman could have won the Masters. He was tied with Nicklaus, who was done already. They were both like 8 under par. And Nicklaus had an easy shot into the 18th green. And if he birdied the hole, he won. The worst he was going to do was a par to go to extra holes with Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus was already done. So he sprays it way right into the crowd, into the patrons, where they had been sitting with those chairs you mentioned earlier all day. So Norman gets up there, and he said, I felt like I was going to be able to just loft it onto the green and easily make par. I felt like I could get up and down. But his ball was in a hole where one of the chair legs had been.
And sunken in.
So he couldn't get the club under the ball. And therefore, he put the shot 20 feet from the hole. Chunked it and missed the putt. Yeah. So he says, you know, he said that the ground had been a little soft. And so where, you know, some fat person had been sitting there all day. Now, he didn't say that. But somebody had been sitting there and then moved their chair and his ball rolled into a little hole. There's nothing he can do. Check it out on YouTube. You can watch the entire tournament.
Now this would be one of those stories where had it been Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer, the ball had landed like that, someone would have
for him
picked it up and put it in. Yeah. Nice fluffy lie.
Exactly. Somebody
the best
else
possible lie.
Yeah, but Greg Norman nobody liked, so too bad.
But he was popular then.
I loved him.
Yeah.
Everybody was cheering for Nicklaus though, because Nicklaus, and you know what Nicklaus did, and that was young Greg Norman. Everybody thought he's going to win one. He never did. Yeah. He got very close 3 times. He's the most snake-bitten golfer of all time. He's got to be. That tournament. Then he lost the next year to Larry Mize. Remember that?
Oh, the chip-in?
Yeah. He was Nicklaus or Norman. They were in extra holes.
Extra hole.
And Norman was fairly close on the green, and Larry Mize had hit a bad shot, was way off the green, and chipped it in. And nobody could believe it. And then, of course, he blew the lead to Faldo in 96.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching
the collapse.
And that was one of the worst collapses of all time.
Yeah.
Sports collapse. And Greg Norman. And he just said, you know, I messed up. I didn't play well. I could do history of Masters all day.
He could.
Guy leaves because he's got shorts on. I might have said, go change your pants. You'd be all right. But they don't at Augusta.
Well, it'd be hard for you because you'd be such a mix of you want to be the cop who you'd love nothing more than pulling out your Masters badge going, guess who I am?
That is. How about the caller who said the woman was talking into her wrist and the guy takes out his badge and goes, sorry, sister.
That's you. You'd love to do that, but at the same time, you'd be pushed over because somebody would be like, man, I didn't know. Can I just change? Can I go buy pants?
Kids. I know, you're right.
Yeah, and you'd be like, okay, go buy pants.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But to pull out that badge, that makes my nipples hard.
Are you talking into your Apple Watch? Oh, that's so cool. Get out.
Masters police. You're out.
God, what a feeling. And even that, you get pushed over because that lady'd be like talking into her watch. She'd be like, I'm talking to my dying grandmother whose only wish was for me to come to the Masters.
I know.
And you'd be like,
she told me to stand next to the pink azalea.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. You can stay.
No, fine. Hang up.
Dang it. Yeah, exactly. I would do that. You're right.